Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Michael Landon was a regular in the Sala household for many years. Almost every Sunday night after church, we headed for McDonald's, then raced home in time for Bonanza. Landon, who died in his prime, once said, "Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows." He was right. An unknown writer penned the following: "To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who has failed his or her exam. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who has given birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask an editor of a weekly. To realize the value of 1 day, ask daily wage labor. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask two lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who has missed the train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who has survived an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who has won a silver medal in the Olympics. Life is a series of todays which quickly fade into yesterdays. Tomorrow is uncertain. For Michael Landon, along with millions of people whose plans for the future never materialized, today is the only day which you really own. Recognizing the importance of today is not only sound psychologically, it is biblical as well. A quick computer scan shows me that the word tomorrow is found but 56 times in the Bible, but the word today is found over 200 times. The Bible stresses the importance of doing things now, of listening to the voice of the Lord today, of making peace with God not tomorrow, but today. Hebrews 3:7 says, "The Holy Spirit warns us to listen to Him, to be careful to hear His voice today." Paul stressed the fact that the time we have now is a gift from God to use in making peace for tomorrow. "Now is the day of salvation," he says in 2 Corinthians 6:2. Today, thank God, most of the civilized world no longer uses gallows. But I remember reading where Samuel Boswell commented how that facing the gallows sharpened a man's thinking. When death stares you in the face, it does one of two things. It either causes absolute panic or helps you reorientate your life, rearranging your values, setting new priorities. All people who have stared death in the face and survived have one thing in common. What was once important is no longer important. People become priorities and things rapidly become secondary. I thought of that fact recently as I saw an interview with a group of individuals who had survived a plane disaster. The forward cargo of a jet plane malfunctioned, and a gaping hole was torn in the side of the giant 747. Individuals suddenly disappeared. Survivors sat there, even a foot away from the jagged edges, wondering if they too would be sucked out into the darkness of the night. Those who survived felt guilt that they should live while others die. But to a person, they said that the disaster changed their lives for the better. May I remind you of Landon's words? "Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows." "The greatest shock in my life," said Billy Graham on her birthday, "has been the brevity of life." Yes, and that came from a man who saw more than 70+ birthdays. Live for today, friend, and you'll have no regrets tomorrow.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.